Metro Radio.
On FM, on digital radio and online, this is Metro, and right now it's time to catch up with all the latest. Here's Rebecca Dixon.
Well, we'll hear more in the sports news about John Terry, but first, here's a story to make you feel all warm inside. A woman who ran an auction in aid of the Sir Bobby Robson Foundation has handed over a cheque for more than £100,000 today. It'll help fight cancer at the Northern Centre for Cancer Care, which treats people from all across our region. Sir Bobby's son Mark tells Metro about the auction.
Gina worked so hard and her enthusiasm was incredible and she wouldn't take no for an answer. We were in Spain with Real Madrid and Barcelona and all over the country here, and the response from the Premier League clubs and the Championship clubs was incredible.
The foundation's now raised an incredible £3.9 million. Now, one of Britain's oldest women has died on her wedding anniversary, aged 108. Lily Thompson was a great-great-grandmother from Hebburn and outlived her husband John by 34 years. Her 75-year-old son George said she was an inspiration. And Geordie model Heather Mills says she's never allowed former tabloid editor Piers Morgan to listen to her voicemail. At the Leveson inquiry yesterday, he refused to explain how he managed to hear a phone message left by Sir Paul McCartney. But Miss Mills is accusing Piers Morgan of using her as a scapegoat and says she'd be happy to give evidence into the inquiry into press ethics. The sports news now with Chris Conway.
First up, a message for John Terry.
We know his human values and his personality. For me, they are never in doubt, so I'll fully support him, whatever the outcome.
That's his manager, Andre Villas-Boas, there. He says he'll support Terry through his court case for racism charges against Antoine Ferdinand, charges that Terry denies. To Sunderland and manager Martin O'Neill reckons QPR are good enough to beat the best.
If you are getting the likes of Manchester United having problems caused to them by Queen's Park Rangers, then we can only expect the same.
The Black Cats face Rangers tonight at Loftus Road, but Connor Wickham's a doubt with a knee injury. Meanwhile, on Tyneside, Alan Pardew says Newcastle need to attack West Brom right from the word go tonight.
An early goal gives you such a lift, especially as the home team, for the other team to actually come out.
Metro Radio weather with Hodgson's. It's not just your car that needs to be dependable.
Well, some showers overnight, but it's going to feel practically warm at 10 degrees. Same again for tomorrow, but rain by Friday with frosts overnight for the weekend. There's more on Metro at 6 and on Twitter at Metro Radio News.